The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We approach the Combine Wednesday in Indianapolis, and in studio with us is the Bills' assistant GM, director of player personnel, Doug Whaley. Doug, thank you very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure to be here, Murph.
It's about 3 weeks since our last visit at the Senior Bowl, and your group, all the scouts have been pretty busy since then. Tell me about the process, what you've been doing since the Senior Bowl.
Well, after the Senior Bowl, everybody gets home for a few days to regroup, and then the Tuesday after the Super Bowl, we start our draft meetings. We're preliminary, put up the board, what we saw on the fall visits to the school visits, and we compile all that information, and we'll sit down in that room for about 8 or 9 days, and everybody will start from fullbacks, can go all the way to kickers and punters, and just read everybody that we've did a report on this year.
When we talked to you at the Senior Bowl in January, you talked about how the names of the juniors, the 73 juniors, just came out January 18th. And in essence, by the end of the Senior Bowl week, you were kind of playing catch-up, trying to, as was everybody in the league, trying to get accustomed to those juniors who were eligible, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the problems with the juniors, just because of the time crunch. But what we decided to do is let's get a brief overview of what we think about them, and put them up there in a roundabout place around their area, which we call A, B, or C slotted guys. And then we'll have enough time, because we really don't have to get them right until April. So now we'll slow down and do more in-depth work on all those juniors.
So all of the scouts came to Orchard Park, and you sat down, as you said, for 8 days. And by the end, you produce a draft board, essentially?
Essentially, yes. This is what we call our first draft board. And now it's going to be tweaked, again, once we get more definitive information on the juniors, once we get a lot of the information we're going off of is estimated heights, estimated weights, estimated speeds. Now, this is when the combine comes in and the pro days. You'll get the verifieds on those guys, and that will tweak a guy up or down a little bit. And then also the big thing is the medical and the interviews. So you get to find out about this guy's learning ability, about his character, and any questions you've had about him coming from the fall.
In your experience, Doug, how much does it vary, the first draft board to April 25th? I mean, do guys make meteoric rises up the charts based on all of the things you just talked about?
Very few, because like we talked about before, most of the weight we put on the grades are what we saw on film. So there'll be some jockeying in position of guys that maybe you had a question on, hey, he looks like he can run, but I'm not sure. And if he runs real fast, then you inch him up a little higher than what you thought originally. Or if it goes the opposite way, you inch him down. There's very few guys that make meteoric rises.
You know,
but there has been some.
Yeah, I'm sure. I read something the other day about how teams group or how they structure their draft board. And you can tell me if this is the way you do it or not. But some teams do it basically by round. This guy belongs in this round. Some teams, I've read, do it by tier. Like, this is a tier one guy. This is a tier two guy and down the road. What's the best way to do that, do you think?
There's plenty of ways to skin a cat. The way we do it by rounds. But again, when we don't have a lot of information on guys, and sometimes it happens with those juniors, we'll just put them in a tier, and we'll put them in what we call an A-rated player, which is a top 3 or 4 round guy, a B-rated player, which is a 4 through probably 6 or 7, and our C-rated player, which is a 7 through free agent guys. That's what we do when we don't have enough, feel good about the information we have on those guys.
And by the time you get to draft day, you probably want them slotted in by round by
absolutely.
Then, I would think.
Absolutely. We want them slotted in by round and by grade, and we'll have a stack from the highest rated guy we have, the best player we think out there in the country is, all the way to the last guy that we've graded.
Doug, where did you learn how to put together a draft board? I mean, whose do you pattern yourself after?
Just a combination of people I've been around throughout the business. Obviously, a strong influence has been Buddy, because us working together. But coming in, we had the same philosophy about putting together a draft board. But I take a little bit from Kevin Colbert that I worked under in Pittsburgh Steelers, Randy Mueller at the Seattle Seahawks. So when you're around, just like in any business, you're around enough people, you take a little bit from each person that you've been under.
One more question about the draft board, and I came across this the other day with free agency approaching March 12th. I read where some teams like to slot in potential free agents as they approach the whole personnel picture in the offseason. For instance, here are these draft picks, and here are guys that we may be able to add to our roster too, and how would you rank them, you know, versus the draft picks? Would that be valuable? Do you guys ever consider that, or do you like to keep it separate?
We usually keep it separate, and just because of the timing of it, we can always say, all right, no matter what we have, think about how we do our roster, we're still going to set the draft board by the best players in each position. So it's not going to have any effect on how we rate guys. Our needs and how we fulfill our needs in free agency will have no correlation on how that draft board's going to look.
We're talking with Doug Whaley, the Bills' assistant general manager, director of personnel, and we are approaching the combine now in Indianapolis, Doug. And as you look at this combine, who comes in? Your entire scouting unit comes in as well as the Bills' coaching staff? Or how do you guys structure this?
The whole football operation department will be at the scouting combine.
And what role do your scouts play during this week of the combines?
They'll do a lot of functions. One of the main functions is we have an interview room for the 60 that we get from the combine. But the guys that we don't have the official interviews with, they'll be in this other place, what we call the train station. That will help coordinate with the coaches of tracking these guys down over in the train station and helping them get more extensive interviews on the guys that we can't get the official interviews with.
I heard Jeff Foster from the Combine talk about he called it the informal interview. That's what you're talking
about.
Yes, the informal. And what is it, in the lobby of the hotel over there, the Holiday Inn?
Well, there's another section, and it's a grand hall.
Okay.
And it's next to where the players stay. And it's just a big grand hall with they'll have tables for a setup. And then an assistant coach can go in there and we'll have a guy sitting next to him and say, hey, this is such and such from this school. These are the things that you may want to check out and ask him about. And then the coaches will proceed with their interview. And the main thing for what we want to get out of that is the coaches of their football knowledge and how they can how much they retain from their old staff and their old scheme, and how quickly do they think they can assimilate to learning our scheme.
And what about the formal interviews, the 60? You've already submitted a list of the 60.
Submitted a list to Jeff Foster, and then we get back, and then they have it set up, and it's a very efficient way to do it. Each player has a schedule. We have a schedule. It's a 15-minute interview. At 12 minutes, you hear a horn to let you know, hey, the time's almost up. You hear another horn at 15, that guy leaves, another guy's coming in.
And these are coaches doing these formal interviews or scouts?
It'll be some of the scouting staff, myself, Buddy, Chuck Cook, our director of college scouting, Tommy Gibbons, our director of pro scouting, Doug Majeski, and then the head coach, the offense or defensive coordinator, depending on the position, and the position coach will be in there.
To make those interviews valuable, you guys have to do prep work, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have
yes.
to say, you have to have, I would think, a sheet on each guy. Here's what we want to ask
right.
them.
And that's why we do the pre-draft meeting. So now we have sheets on all of these guys. We have background information, some character information, as much as we could get, especially on the juniors. But the seniors, we have a total write-up on all these guys.
You probably don't want to give me any names, but have you ever come across a player who just totally blew it in the interview and he walks out and you guys look at each other and say, well, what was that?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, can you give us the story behind it? You don't have to give the name, but...
I'll give you a story. There was a wide receiver that I was at a different club,
yeah.
And he was at a school at the same city that the ball club I was working for.
Okay.
So we were talking to the guy, and at the end, we said, well, if we draft you, what would be the best thing about playing in the city that you went to college? And he goes, I would know where to go after the games on Sunday nights. So, right. So, it comes down to a lot of times now, these guys are getting prepared by gurus before they come into
right.
the combine. They're coached up how to talk and give these interviews. But you really realize that a person's personality is going to come out no matter what.
Yeah.
And sometimes guys are better hide at other guys. They can't even hide in 15 minutes.
We talked to T.J. Graham, Bills wide receiver, last week on the radio show about the combine experience, and he said it's kind of nerve-wracking to go through those interviews 15 minutes apart and just get bombarded with questions. And I mean, that's got to be tough, but that shows something, too. That reveals something.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's speed dating for at one of the most crucial times of your life, and a lot of it's going to be guys are going to try to see how you respond in tough situations, and you got probably 10 or 15 interviews a night, and you got to be on your toes and you got to be on point, as they say.
And are these the same guys or some of the same guys you interviewed a month ago at the Senior Bowl? I know you did interviews there as well.
Some will be the same, but most of them will be different, especially the juniors. We'll try to get them as many of those guys as possible. But the ones we did at the Senior Bowl, then we'll also have the the coaches get in and start talking about, all right, let me see what your schemes were. What were your checks here? What were your calls here? What were your responsibilities here? So kind of get their football background and their schematic learning of their ability to learn the schemes from different schemes, from their scheme to our scheme, and try to do it that way.
One more question about the interviews. Do you put them up on a chalkboard and say, diagram this play or tell me about this?
There's a possibility of that, but most of it is film. We'll have 15, 20 play cut up of some plays that they had over the fall, and the coach will say, all right, walk me through this. What was the call from the sideline? What were your responsibilities? Was there a check here? Was there a check here? Then you go through the play. All right, what were you thinking here? What was your technique? And then if there's a question, or if a coach has another thought process of saying, all right, well, let's take that and put it on the board. So we can do a little bit of both, but it's mostly video.
You're essentially measuring football intelligence, I would think.
Correct.
And how much of a weighted factor is that? If you've got a guy who can, you know, play, a guy who can make plays physically, where does the football intelligence weigh into that?
It's very important because, as people know, they say it's not a game of rocket science, but you do have to be able to learn something. And then there's different schemes that are harder to learn and more different checks and balances, but you got to be able to learn something. You can't just be a guy that's, as we used to say, very few sick'em defenses where you just go sick'em. Now, this is as complicated as offenses are, the defenses are trying to be is just as complicated. So you got to have some type of mental capability.
We're talking about the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Doug Whaley, the Bills assistant GM, is our guest. Jeff Foster, who directs the Combine, I told us a week or so ago, Doug, how important the medical evaluations were. And I'm sure teams look for, you've got red flags on some guys for injuries, but what about relatively healthy guys? Is that still important for them?
Oh, it's very important. I tell everybody, I think the two most important things out of the Combine, number one is medical, two is the interview process. The stuff on the field, that's great, but that's the most important information. And guys that we think are relatively healthy, and some guys think they're relatively healthy, they may go through a echogram and find out they have a heart murmur or something like that. So it's very important and to reveal things that we have no knowledge of.
Last month, Thurman Thomas on this show, I don't know how we got talking about the Combine and the medicals. Thurman had a history of knee injuries at college at Oklahoma State. He got to the Combine, and one of the doctors started manipulating his shoulder, looking at his shoulder. And Thurman didn't tell him it was my knee.
All right.
Could that happen? I mean, that was 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I mean, most of the medical people are going to be up to date on what they're looking for, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And what we do, too, is we alert our trainers and our doctors from this pre-draft meeting of guys that when we went through in the fall, they alerted us of different medical issues they may have. So we give those guys a list of those medical issues. And then while they're in there checking out, they know, all right, this guy supposedly had a knee. Let's make sure we check the knee and everything. But it could happen. I mean, you hear doctors all the time taking the wrong finger off or whatever. So there's always a possibility, but I think with all the information out there these days, that's happening less and less.
To the fans, the most visible part of the Combine are the on-field workouts, now televised nationally by NFL Network. And we see the video always of scouts and coaching staffs in the stands watching. What are they looking for during those workouts?
A lot of times, especially with the running, we like to take personal ownership of the times because you'll say, oh, well, this guy ran this and this. What did you get? Because you feel a little better with your own personal time. But you're looking at what I always say is when we're scouting to see how they do what they do. Are they able, wide receivers, are they able to drop their hips coming in and out of breaks? Are they a hands catcher? Do they like the body catch? Offensive linemen, can they mirror guys? How's their lateral movement? Defensive linemen, how are their feet? Defensive backs, hip quickness and tightness. And so you're just looking at how they do those drills and how well they do. And a lot of it is subjective. Well, actually, this whole business is subjective.
Right.
But there's some blatant things that you can come away from those workouts with.
Because the workouts, they produce a time or a height or some sort of tangible measurement, but you say the scouts can sit there and see the stuff that's not measured quantitatively, right?
Exactly.
And that's important, I guess, to see how a guy moves and what he looks like.
Right. And I think that's the one of the major factors of reason to be there personally. And what I always say is we watch film, but you get a real true valuation and feeling for a player when you see him in person.
Over the years, there have been players who've gone to the Combine and put up you know, great numbers, incredible times, or incredible, you know, measurements. Have you seen that and seen a guy's stock rise dramatically based on what they do at the combine? And how valid is that when that happens?
Absolutely. What we call them, the workout warriors. Yeah. And, I mean, name from a past, Mike Malula.
Yeah.
A guy from here. Yeah. That's what happened to him. And that's one of the things that you have to curtail yourself from doing. You got to always remind yourself it's what they did in that chalk, in that 100-yard field, and not what they do in the shorts. But what we always say is what we find out in the combine will help us determine if there's any inconsistencies in what we feel a player's ability is. It's not going to be the determining factor.
Doug, as you approach this combine this year, is there any position group you are most interested in paying attention to, whether it's the interviews or the medicals or the on-field workouts?
No, because, like I said, Murph, our job is to set that board up for Buddy and make sure we have the best players at the top and have them slotted all the way to the bottom. After that, we'll work on the philosophy and the direction of our team. But all this information goes is for us to make that board as correct as possible for us, for the right. Buffalo Bills. We're not drafting for any other team in the league. How do we see these players fitting in for the Buffalo Bills?
Last question. Fans, obviously, there's intense interest in the draft and in the combine in Indianapolis. Well, how would you – fans don't get to see what you consider the most important stuff out of the combine, really, the interviews and all the stuff behind the scenes. But when they're watching on NFL Network, watching the combine, how would you advise a Bills fan to watch those workouts or to think about the combine? What should they look for?
I would just advise them to not put too much stock into what – the times are. I mean, obviously you want to know, but look at how they go through those drills. Look at the nuances of each position and each drill and see, oh, this guy, you'll be able to see, this guy's a little better at doing this than that guy. This guy's a little better at this than doing that guy. And then that will help you formulate your opinion on the player along with what you saw throughout the fall.
It's kind of the lying season in many ways, isn't it, from now until April 25th? I mean, with when the agents get involved and players try to portray themselves the best they can, and even teams sometimes have been known to put out smoke screens, right? I mean, we got to be careful of what's said over the next month or two.
Absolutely. We always call it the peacocking season. You just spread your wings like the peacock. You know, you try to look as good as possible, but not reveal too much.
Doug, thanks. Have fun at the combine.
Always a pleasure, Murph.
Doug Whaley, the Bills assistant GM, director of player personnel, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.